done this in various parts of the town already. And I think there is an intention to do it. And I think there's a recognition around, you know, the visual impact. Tidy Towns have been looking for this, you know, over the years and have been successful in some parts of town. There's big areas like from O'Donnell Park and as far as Cairns, up the Compton Road, College Row, all that area right up to the roundabout at Glencar. Also places like the Port Road, from the hospital roundabout down to the Orchard Inn, from Oldfield roundabout out to Ballyrean School, for example. What I was really asking for, Donald, is that we look at a plan and maybe when there's other work specified in these areas that we try to fit it in around that.
And the council's response then, that they're looking very much at this in the context of urban regeneration and potential urban regeneration funding down the line. It would make sense from that point of view, because I don't think anybody, for instance, on Convent Road would thank you if you announced, OK guys, after 2 years of Irish Water, we're going to dig you up again.
No, that's right, and that's why I was asking, you know, that, for example, on that road, I was wondering, you know, if it could be done as part of the renovation of the new school down there when there's work already gone on and there's already disruption in these places. It's safer if you have them underground. There's advantages in it. There's lower maintenance costs with it, and of course, you're not subject to the outages in the same way if there's bad weather and so on. I mean, all circular road is done in areas like that. I think Church Lane is due to be done soon. It can be done, and I think there's a recognition that it needs to be done. But I'm realistic enough to know, Donald, that it won't happen overnight.